Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll suck it twice to make sure, bro.
He loves these mics.
You know what's is enough?
Yeah, bro.
Twice to make sure. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'd go for each fang. Hey, okay, guys.
Girls.
Welcome back.
Indeed.
So we've got a very special one today. Highly requested. So as you guys know, when we have a guest in the studio, I like to...
Jay Shetty it.
Jay Shetty likes to do a massive introduction to everyone that he has come on his show because it's one of them situations where a lot of time people don't have the opportunity to say how they truly feel about someone and the best qualities of someone. And when you do, it actually reminds you what a good person that person is. So obviously these people here, we haven't spent much time with them at all, but
the world knows them.
The world knows them, man. Standing on the shoulders of giants. Without these two, there'll probably be no us two.
Setting the precedent and standards from
duos, bro. Before these man, there was just Ant and Deck and that was it.
That's true.
Couple light skinned, dark skins, we were never gonna made it. We wouldn't have survived.
The streets would have ate us wild, pause.
So what we wanna do is have a big warm welcome to the very well established, the very worldwide loved Chunks of Philly guys.
That's incredible.
I feel like I'm the guy.
Yeah, I feel like I've done like business.
Yeah, you guys do business.
I'm putting years.
Standing on business.
Standing on real business.
Like, how you guys doing today? It has been years.
Of course, but it's just like, it's nuts, man. Really do appreciate the introduction, man.
Thank you, guys.
How you guys doing today, man? Yeah, all glory to God. Alive and well, can't complain. Got full health. You get me? So I'm good, man.
Yeah, echo what he said. Same old, breathing. You know what I mean?
Breathing. That's enough.
That's enough, bro. I can't complain.
Facts. Cool. We like, as you said, we like to start the show off with a little icebreaker.
Come on.
A little roast.
So we've got
the cult baby.
That's not even an icebreaker. That's just straight this.
Bro. Yeah. Before we start, it's not from us.
It's not from us.
You lot have agreed to the ones that are in.
So obviously, this.
Yeah, he bought an iPad. You see, they've got two iPads, not for one.
One for each. So, right, just like, we've got like five each.
Five each.
Water off a duck's back. You man will firm these ones. Pause. Right, so. I'm a cook Philly and then you're going to cook Chunks,
I'll
right?
cook Chunks, yeah.
All right, who's going first?
You go, you start.
All right, cool. This was a bit dread. Man said, Philly has room temp IQ. Room temp, lukewarm.
Wait, who laughed in the back?
Room's giggling. Room temp.
Room
all right, say less.
That's like max 21.
Max 21.
The roast is calm. The IQ
roast is light.
I need to do the IQ test. I can't lie. Mine's lousy.
Room temp. IQ. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
You're max 21 like IQ. Yeah. Bro. Dumb you. That's what you say.
What's the highest you can get?
Like 100 and something. I got 119 the other day.
Yeah, but that wasn't a proper test.
On my life, what are you sick? I paid for it.
Is it?
Yeah, well,
swear, 119.
What? Respect my team, 119.
Say less.
Now, mine, you see my first one, I'm happy with. I know I'm not the brightest. I'm a creative man, but on the books, I'm not the guy.
I already know what they're going to get me for. It's either a weight situation or a hairline situation. So go on, do your thing, blood.
All right, go on. Go.
Charge it.
You know what?
Charge it. You know self-deprecation?
Yeah, bro.
For interrogation. It's the best way, man.
Say less.
I'm prepped. Play one bounce, one touch.
That,
you know, you used to play one bounce, one touch.
Yeah, you lose.
You have to stand against the wall.
Yeah,
and you're like, do it, man, just do it.
Let's get over with. All right,
bet.
Every time Chunks hears Philly's name, his brain automatically completes it with cheese steak.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Yeah. That's a very good one.
That's inventive. That's a very good one. That's inventive. That's, a violation, that's basically.
Why are you happy about it? Why are you happy about it? Wait. If you had this like this.
No, that one. No. That one's mental.
What? And you know what it is? Aye, chill.
No,
James.
You know what I'm laughing? Because
I'll be honest with you. Very creative. I think they made it.
Yeah.
I can show you the thing. I can show you the thread.
We asked our fans, they say some stupid ones, whereas you guys. They actually think it.
It's a demographic we're getting into, isn't it?
So break that down. So what that meant was...
Chill. There's more. Let's just move on.
When you think about a munch.
Fair enough. Yeah, you might like that. Yeah.
That's dread.
Yeah, that is all.
Right, Lower. Right. This one's light as well. Philly looks like one of them hyenas that used to follow Scar around in The Lion King. That's dread.
I remember one of them eyes were drooping.
Yeah, one of them was clapped. I don't think it's the clapped one.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It's him. Yeah. It's him. It's the one. That's the one, bro. It's that particular one.
You told me I'm handsome.
Nah, but it's just obviously Scar. You know what I mean? You're behind and doing up this.
Yeah.
That one joke, man. It's drooping up your eyes.
Oh,
that's God. You, bro.
Yeah, let's go. Chunks is one now.
All right, chill.
Chunks is the type of guy to sweat Pepsi Max.
Yeah, that's good.
The type of guy to sweat Pepsi Max.
You could catch it in the car later,
bro.
And is it still fizzy as well?
Yeah,
not even that's flat. You know,
that has to be. It's sweat, man. Has to be a young flat one. I don't mind. I might have to start testing that after I play football or something.
All right, here's a question: Have you ever had a guest that doesn't take these well?
No, actually,
I'm glad.
You know, no, we haven't. But same time, we would never invite a guest who couldn't take it well.
Yeah, I hear that.
I hear that.
Joyce one was looking techie.
Yeah, at first.
Is it?
Yeah, but she was like,
we tried to go light on Joyce, innit? Because some of them were tough.
Yeah. Is it?
We tried to go light on her, and then she was like, "These are fucking shit."
You're not going light on us, right?
No, Pepsi Max.
Because Pepsi Max, that might be the
yeah.
It would be hard to top that.
That's creme de la creme.
All right, cool. This one says. Ask Philly what's 7 times 7?
49.
My guy! Come on, bro!
No, man shouldn't be that excited.
I'll be honest with you, that's his favourite one. He likes 7 times. That's his favourite one.
No, do you know what it is? That person must watch our content and know that.
What's 9 times 9? I was going to say what's 9 times 9.
That's 84.
You see, he struggled, I told you. 81. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm in and around the areas. I'm in the box, I've just missed the target. You landed.
Yeah, fair play.
Bet.
Chunks.
That's an 84. I'm not going to lie. That's an 84.
Chunks runs like someone's auntie who missed the bus.
Nah, you're running for him. It's horrible.
Nah, it's not right. We have to understand, obviously, where I've been just big my whole life.
Yeah. The gate is not gate. Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's not. It's not loose. Not loose and goosey. But obviously, over time, we hope, we pray God.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But one thing I will say is that your fitness is incredible.
Yes. What?
Bro, he can do a 90 minutes match non-stop running.
I could do it.
Yeah, the technique's funny.
Come on.
Funny.
The technique's funny.
No, I'm backing on it.
And you like that one too much as well.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, yeah.
I do 5Ks, light work.
I swear.
What? In 25 minutes.
Like, he embraces them, whereas I'm
my fitness is gash.
Same.
Is it?
Yes, gash, bro.
Fair play.
So cool. Keep
getting it. You're just one for no reason.
Literally one for no reason. Just aesthetics, G.
Just a little aesthetic.
Yeah.
Aesthetic, yeah. Good hairline, no reason. Can't even run.
We should have come with our own.
Yeah, I know.
We should have flipped it
on these lots.
There's time in future. Right, this is the last one. Philly looks like he eats the chewing gum underneath desks.
Just a nasty scat.
You just do that, you just scrape him and put him out.
Bro.
And you know what it is? It does look like that mute. Yeah. Just a little chewers.
Chewers.
He might have got underneath on that. And he wants the old ones. He wants from 2011.
He's under there, 2011.
The harder the better. You're not hearing that.
Pause, bro. Come on.
Yeah, harder the better. That's my brother.
On the school night.
Yeah, man.
On the school night, indeed.
And my brother, harder the better, man. That's his new name now.
To
no
each
more
their
Philly.
Own. To each their own.
Yeah.
Ah, love,
that's
man.
That's it. That's really. That's
yeah,
it.
Right, last, get done. Get yeah, me yeah, out of yeah, there. Yeah, I'm free. Yeah, 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 last one for my family, though.
Chunks.
Yes. Go on, man. You like that one?
Yeah, I love that one.
All right. Chunks looks like he pays his barber to keep quiet.
Oh.
That's.
Oh. Yeah,
that's a vibe.
That's bare fibers. That's when they get the card on, man.
Yeah,
you know about the card. Come on, boys. We've
of course,
been there.
So why does everyone know about it? Huh?
We've been there. We've been there.
Standard.
Because I'm a grown man, but I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah,
that
yeah.
standard though with your
the
trims
card,
though?
Yeah, the card is standard now. But I'm livid because I need to. Me and my barber have beef every week because I need to wash my head immediately. And coming out of the shower just like
black joints all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, a little goth you.
See, I'm
a
man.
Little emo. Yeah, the man like yeah. Support Metallica and them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just livid.
I wash it prior.
Is it?
I
yeah.
swear.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So then just do after and then we're good.
All right. Say less.
A little rag situation.
Mm. Fair.
No, you can't lie. The worst one today was the Pepsi Max.
Yeah, Pepsi Max.
Say less.
Pepsi one was a viral. Yeah.
That was a violation.
Mm. Nah, you man. Yeah,
nah, yeah, come on, bro. That's like, right, man. Yeah.
Light.
Yeah, brother, we've been on YouTube for 8 years now, oh, 9 years. I've seen the worst comments.
This is light.
Yeah,
there you go.
Do you know what my favorite comment
go
was?
Go on, go on.
Yeah. So we done this something similar on Pro Direct here. Mm-hmm. We called it. It was a show called
Mean Comments.
Mean Comments. Oh, I'm this film with you on Pro Direct. And then they said Chunks and Philly walking together. Look like the number 10.
I've seen that one.
Do you know how crazy? Yeah.
That one, it took me 2 weeks.
But what was funny about that clip, it was the realization that if I'm one, he must be.
Yeah, that one, I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks.
They pepping me with that one. But I was like, the amount of people that have sent this one in, you've probably read it before.
Yeah,
so
we love it.
Someone, to be fair, someone re-upped and said, because of your weight loss, it's now you guys are looking like 11.
11, yeah.
Someone said, I saw someone, that's nice. I saw someone said it looks like a Merc Twix.
A what?
A Merc Twix.
That's like, why has your thing got a bit more?
Yeah, girl funny.
Yeah.
Hey, yo!
Yeah, chill,
why chill. Pause, my guy. Yo, why has your thing got a bit more girth?
Yeah, girth.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. What? Why can girth in a Raffi?
Aye, man, come on.
Chat to me nice and proper and nice. The fuck? Well, Makia, I say, have a good girth. Oh, God. I'm not asking you to pre it. You know what I mean? You know what I cooked, yeah? You know this new wide thing and pause? It's gone. It's out of control now.
Oh, I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah,
I love it. I think it's hilarious, man.
Nah, man. I filmed Harry Pinero. Was it your video? Yeah, we're filming it and literally we stopped the video every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Whoa. I said, bro, can we talk then? Yeah, can we have a conversation?
To the point I had to go, all right, boys, that's enough.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got enough, like, pause. Like, the whole video can't be just pause.
It's
pause.
Nuts, man.
Yeah, sometimes it gets out of control.
No, but we went overboard.
Yeah.
Like, we really went overboard.
Yeah. We lost it, man.
Like, man will ask for a fork. Why is man asking man for a fork?
Yeah.
It got stupid, bro. It got stupid.
Yeah, sometimes they get mad. We got one of our boys, he's on it relentlessly.
Yeah,
I can't chill them. I just want to speak.
I love it.
What did you say the other day, bro? We was playing table tennis and you said something crazy.
I can't remember.
You said something like, bro, you can hit it from the back all you want, I'm not flinching. That's what you said.
Bro, that one's worse.
To be fair, I remember one of the craziest ones I did say, but it didn't clock to me until afterwards. We were at dinner. Right, all of us were at dinner, all of our boys, and Rem tied his hair to the back. I was like, oh, is that all yours? It looks big. And I was so oblivious.
No, why are you smiling talking at that,
bro? What? That's the first time I heard of that, bro.
That's
what?
Bro, I was just talking.
All right,
you
less.
Hit it from the back, I ain't flinching. That's the why of the
year. You can hit from the back all you want, I ain't flinching.
And he said like that as well.
I was probably locked in.
Yeah. I dropped my bat immediately. It's like, what's going on, G? All right, bet. So, ice has been broken.
Mm.
As we said before, obviously it's an honor to have you guys here.
Facts.
A massive pleasure.
Facts.
So we just wanted to have like, this bit's just open chat, really.
Mm.
Go. One of the main things that I've noticed about you guys that I don't think many people really, really clock is that you guys, as far as I know, I have never seen anyone else do it. You guys have managed to find yourself in a situation where you obviously started off as like separate content creators. Then you had like a stint where it was just you two all the time from a viewer's perspective, every shoot, you two. And you became like this, like I said earlier, like iconic duo, like the UK duo for like a span of years. And over the last couple of years, you've again successfully managed to transition out of it.
Yeah.
And then still just dip in, out, and everyone's just happy with however you do it. Would you say, is there any like intent behind that? Or is it all just focused on what you want to do when you want to do it?
Great question, brother, genuinely.
That's amazing.
No, it is, because I've always thought about this, but we've never had a conversation about this.
Mm-hmm. I swear.
Genuinely, bro, it was a thing where, obviously I started by myself being a fan of Philly. I know people know the story already. I started myself being a fan of Philly, wanted to just make one video with them, realized just off of that one video that the vibe was unmatched, bro. The chemistry was there. And bear in mind, he wasn't my friend. I didn't know who he was. And from that, we kind of realized we have to do more and more stuff together. But what we realized is we started to get more of attraction, get more views when we made videos together. So we kind of thought, let's just ride the wave and see how this goes. Because it's like we enjoy each other's company. We enjoy making videos with each other. And most importantly, we were like very good friends, you know? So that was the beginning. And I think what we realized after time is like, we were doing maybe too much together potentially, because obviously we realized that we came in as separate entities. So we kind of like, maybe we back away a little bit and start doing our own things and focus on our own like graft almost. But then what we ended up doing was taking too much of a step.
Yeah.
Where I now signed for other brands, which is obviously rivaling his brand. And it's kind of like, okay, well, we can't even work with each other because all the brands that we work with are like kind of just rivaling each other, you know? So then it got to that. And then we kind of sat down and realized that we don't even work with each other anymore. So we thought,
start,
you know what?
Missing each other.
Generally, man.
Like, we'd randomly phone each other and go, bro, I miss you.
Yeah,
you
know, generally.
And obviously he's like booked, like last month I had 2 days off. Like my calendar's booms in. I had 3 shoots before this one here today.
Oh, wow.
Do you get what I'm saying? Bro, so like all glory to God, I'm so grateful. But because of that, I don't get to spend time with him no more. Do you get what I'm saying? And the time that we did spend, it was on set. And even though it was on set, we didn't take that for granted because I'm in his presence. Do you know what I'm saying? He'd be calling me randomly and vice versa, and I'd just be like, bro, I miss you. And then I remember the first time he saw me off the wire, he was bare gassed. He was like, hey, it's good to see you. You know, like,
I'm talking about a month, 2 months.
That is a long time.
Bear in mind, there's times where like in a 2 month span out of 60 days, man, I'll see him 47 days.
Yeah.
Like, and out of 60.
Stay at his house.
Like, yeah, so that kind of vibe. And then it's gone from a year of that to then a year, maybe even two, of maybe seeing a man once every 2 months. Like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of it's kind of weird, you know what I mean? And obviously that's when we kind of got onto the phone with each other and said, you know, we've always wanted to start a podcast. So why don't we just finally do what we've always wanted to start? And plus it's an excuse to see each other more. And maybe within the last 2 months, I've seen him like 15, 20 days, and
nice.
Happy Sick, too.
She's rare for
much
us.
More, man, nice, rare, bro.
It's a blessing.
But it's very nice to see, and I realized why I like not seeing him, because he's very annoying as well. So it's like, that's why.
No, all my friends say that about me. You know?
Yeah, very
annoying.
Yeah, majority still, but I do it on purpose. Like, I get a little buzz out annoying people.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I get
like
that.
I'll ring him and like annoy him. So my thing was, when I didn't see him as much.
Tell him.
I'll be like, I'll ring him and I'll go, yo, remember me? Like, I'm that guy that used to film with, like, me and you, iconic duo. Like, we was the guys, remember?
Yeah, bro, what do you want, bro? Yeah. But it's like, the first time he did, I was laughing. Bro, this is 15, 20 times. It's true. It's like, the same bar. Snap, what are you saying, bro? I'm just like, what do you want, bro? Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
I would change it for the world, though.
But so what would you say his annoying trait is then?
He's lazy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like, but disgusting lazy. Like,
in what sense?
Like, he'll be in the crib and he's sending one of the mandem or me to go get him a drink downstairs. Like. Yeah.
And send, like, send, fam, I was about to send
the worst ending is man.
Nah, he would send man, because don't get me wrong, obviously he's asking nicely. He's not going, yo, go get me a drink. Us as his friends, because we love him so much, we just accept how lazy he is. And
you
just
have to understand, obviously, I grew up in a house with Darkest. That was my little cousin, right?
Yeah.
All I used to do was give him an extra pound and say, yo, grab me this.
Oh,
man. You're doing it for, man. Yeah. So I just got
Maybe
used
got
to
used
it.
To yeah. it.
But then obviously now it's completely changed. Now I want something, I have to go get up myself, man.
Apart from that, bro. Great.
To be fair, that's probably similar traits between us two.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm the more annoying one.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
and he's fucking lazy.
Yeah.
Bye, brother, man.
This guy. Yeah. If he's ever tired or hungry, you're not getting anything done, bro. We could be,
bro,
there's times we've been
tired,
like,
bro
half an hour late for a shoot, and we're in the car like bombing it, and he's like, bro, we're stopping to get a sandwich. I'm like, big man, we're not stopping for nothing, bro. Like, we're late. And he's like, I promise you now, I'm charging a whole shoot if I don't get a sandwich right
your
now.
Your energy. Know your worth, though.
I won't be able to give them my full best. Do you want food or not?
Yeah.
Do you want food or not?
You know, that's when me and Chunks changed the game, because like early in, obviously we're new to like all the brand world, innit? And I remember they'll try to give man a sandwich, and I'm like, bro, I've been doing Yeah Man for 3 hours, and you want to give man a sandwich for lunch?
Yeah, man.
He got angry.
No,
remember that time they bought pizza?
I can't lie, I'm a little deep.
Remember that time when they bought pizza?
lost my mind. I said cheese and bread for a lunch.
I still remember that, and I was in tears.
Give me your rice and the chicks, you know what I mean? Like, I need something proper. But that's just because generally I don't like pizza. Pizza for someone else is actually it's a treat.
I got gas, and I saw the Domino's. I was like, what?
It's a normal lunch. Just went off. I said,
what the fuck? Cheese and bread.
Yeah, I refuse to have a bit of bread for my lunch, knowing that I've giving you like the best version of me on camera. Like I deserve to have a good lunch.
Yeah, facts, bro.
For sure.
100%.
For sure.
Facts. Oh, that's funny though, jokes. Man. Jesus.
One thing I wanted to ask you, obviously you guys are both creatives in this space and you both have delved, obviously not you anymore, but you've both delved into music world.
No, I missed doing music with him though.
Would you say was there a difference in these industries, the music world and the creative industry?
I've got something to say about that. Yeah, with the entertainment industry, obviously, thank God we kind of got to like the top of the game. I feel like in the UK, when you're thinking about entertainment and YouTubers and influencers, you're thinking about Chunks and Philly. But with the music scene,
we're
now
louder.
Say that louder, man. 100%.
2018, 19, 20, we were doing our thing. You know what I mean? But then what happened when we transitioned into the music scene? It's like there was no ratings for the Mandem. So we thought, rah.
No, but no, okay, wait. There was, but not from the people scene, within in music. The scene. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
Of course.
We charted 19 with and 26 with both of our songs. Like independent. Like, that's mad. Do you get what I'm saying?
But
the scene wasn't rated.
Like, I just thought it was easy. Someone just shout a rapper, yo, jump in the club. Bro, just come on, best use. And I look at him thinking, rah, what? They don't rate our thing.
And you're saying, brother, DMing me to post your new
look. To upload your new thing. And it's like, it kind of got weird. You know what I mean? So it was like, but obviously, what I've realized over time is like, I can't expect anything from anybody. Mm-hmm. And genuinely, like, it's that sense of, maybe that small sense of naivety and entitlement that I had as a younger, where I thought someone would do something for me because why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I've realized now that life, it doesn't work like that. But it just, that was the big shock, I think, maybe jumping into the scene, realizing that, whoa, like nobody's actually gonna help, man.
Yeah.
You get it?
So that
was a big surprise. But obviously, I don't hold it against anybody, you know what I mean? Because obviously, as we got bigger and bigger and bigger, that's when the rappers that we were messaging started messaging back saying, yo, did you want
to... and to also add to what you said about like it being hard, it was, the transition is hard because you have to earn your stripes. Like, my thing was, I need you to rate me as to why you're doing the rhythm.
Okay.
Like, so like, and the first time I got ratings and the first rapper that gave me that was Chip. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, when I went to the booth with Chip, like, I take long to write. I'm talking weeks, 2 weeks. Like, the dyslexia is real. It's not a joke what you see in them videos, you know? I take long.
Yeah.
And it was so easy with him because he's smart. So if I have an idea, I've got a bar, he'll be like, da-da-da. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? It was sick doing music with Chunks. But yeah, when I got on a booth with Chip, I was like, yo, like, Hook, what I got on my scan on? He was like, nah, big man, I heard you on the melodies, man. You got, like, you get me? Like, he really, like, gave me a mad confidence boost. Gang, and that's when I realized, rah, I've been accepted. If one of the best pens in the UK has accepted me, then I'm in, like, I'm good. Do you get what I'm saying?
Your pattern, you're sorted, man.
Yeah.
But that's sick, man, as well.
Yeah, bro.
I can imagine as well, like, with what you're saying in terms of the difference in people in the industry, like, not showing love and not rating and stuff like that. I think especially because the way, from our experience as well, like, the way YouTube and, like, content creating works is this, that, like, numbers is everything. Mm. There's no excuses because it's all public opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like just getting boosted. Obviously, there's certain examples where someone makes friends with a famous group and then they get boosted themselves. But for the most part, everyone started from zero and then grinded up. Whereas, like, again, like, music's not like that. It's a very like artistic thing. And like, if you could have a tune that slaps, but like it can get buried, no one's finding it and stuff like that. So I can imagine they're very precious about their industry. Whereas like, again, content creation, if a thing says a million subs, it says a million subs, and nothing you can tell me.
Yeah.
So like, no one, I don't need you, you don't need me, no one needs anyone. So it's just about vibes and enjoyment.
Yeah.
And then everyone just collabing all the sake for the sake and for the fun of it. And there's no one real to hide. Like, there's no one in the YouTube space that's like, they're just not showing me love. I'm the sickest YouTuber going and they won't show me love. Cause it's like, well, show me the subs.
Show me the numbers.
Yeah, if you're sick, then the subs will do it.
Yeah.
But apparently, for music reasons, that's not the same. You can be the sickest pen in the world and no one even knows who you are.
That's mad, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I've always said that, you know, like, every song, I was deep in it the other day. I typed in my name in the official charts. Every song I've released on the face of this earth has charted. Do you know how mad that is?
That's disgusting.
That's incredible.
But there's man that are 10 times better than me musically, but won't achieve what I have. That's mad, isn't it?
It's
a bit unfair as well. Yeah, man, it's so unfair. Like, even like half of my friends are better than me and I'm just like, it's deep. Like,
Yeah, but you also paved your way in a different way to then step into another lane. Like that's how how people do their thing sometimes. Yeah. A lot of what, for example, The Rock, wrestler, all his life.
Oh yeah, he's a G.
Acting, now pretty much all his life. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Not even going like that, if we're honest. You know, I mean, if we're comparing him to like, I'm talking the Robert De Niro's and the Leonardo DiCaprio's. You know, what I'm trying to say
yeah,
like,
you're
on
right.
their levels.
Yeah,
but
of course not.
He's still getting right. paid the good, same. Though. He ain't still getting paid the same, and I have to respect it.
Yeah, you have to rate it, bro, because like, I'm not having man sit on my face for 10 years in a ring, so that I can do something else. You know what I mean? So like, what he's done, the things he sacrificed, the things he put his body through. For all those years, he should be able to just step into acting and be like, give me the biggest bag you have.
He put in a graft, didn't
he? He did. Same way you guys put in the graft. And then music is like a lighter step to take. It's not a harder grind. Even though it's still a hard grind, it's just not that hard, you know?
Yeah.
Because you've already got the space, you've got the acquisition and everything.
So we would have been gone if we carried on.
Talk your talk, man.
You want to know a good little fact, yeah? The first date, so like it, like how it works, you do pre-sales, innit, before like songs come out. Yeah, okay. We had a song called Hold, yeah, and then that day that we done the pre-sales for Holds, like everyone does their pre-sales, you know, we had more sales than Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber and Little Mix.
Blood clot.
Wow. I still remember when we got the message in the group chat, Philly, we lost his mind.
Miley Cyrus and Bieber and Little Mix at the time.
That's nuts.
Do you know how mad that is?
Say less.
And you were rocking with us, man. Proper hard. Well, just in general, our support is that when people
Now still though, like even now still, man, get mad love, bro, and so do you. Like we're so blessed.
Blessed, bro.
Sick.
Blessed,
good
man.
To hear, man.
Sick, man. So the only other question I wanted to ask was back to like content. Obviously, you guys do so much like branded work and stuff like that now, and obviously on top of that, you've been in the game for a minute. Like what we've always said to ourselves, like we want to put ourselves in a position where we can just do this until we wake up one day and be like, I actually can't bother, I don't want to do it anymore. And then we're in a position where it's like, I don't ever have to do it again. I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm doing this when I don't want to. So for like you two individually, what is it that, like, especially for your own channels, what is it that motivates you to ever do a video on your own channel?
On my own channel, I think it would be the fact that I actually took it in recently. Obviously, I've only started uploading consistently again for the last 3 months, 2.5 months. But it was like sitting home and thinking, all right, I'm about to hit 3 million subscribers and I haven't uploaded consistently in maybe 3 years. And like when I stopped uploading consistently, I had 600K subscribers. So I was like, I've gained 2.4 from all the brand stuff I've done and all this beta squad stuff I've done. And I was like, I kind of felt bad that I've got all these fans and subscribers waiting for an upload. And I kind of had that passion again for content creation after filming with beta squad again. So that was the reason I thought, you know what, there's people there that want to watch the videos. And obviously, since I've started uploading again, the views have been decent and stuff. So it's like, that was my drive. And obviously, I started off by being a YouTuber in 2015. And like, I always thought to myself, how would I look at my 18-year-old self? And how would my 19-year-old self look at me now, thinking, you got what you wanted and you just stopped? Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
always wanted to hit 1 million subscribers. So like, once I hit, I think maybe that kind of just made me tail off. And that's where I get the lazy allegations and stuff, you know, because before that 1 million subscribers, I think I was grinding, the hardest working person out of all my friends, guaranteed. They'll vouch for me as well. But after, maybe when I hit targets, I'm just kind of like, well, I've done it now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're trying to just create like a whole crazy dynasty with the beta squad stuff. So I think I was maybe too focused on that. But now I've kind of pulled back in and I'm back on my channel, back uploading again, man.
Sick, man.
I'm enjoying it. Really loving it.
Same for me, you know? I just deeped. I'm doing so much on other people's channels. Like, I can say with chest, I am the reason Foot Asylum got all them subscribers. They called me first. I was the first ever one to do videos. Then I called Chunks. Then they called Harry. Do you get what I'm saying? Then they called everyone else. So when I deep it, obviously not just me. Take that with a pinch of salt, everyone watching and listening. But obviously everyone involved, everyone that's taken part in the videos, I've got them that 2 point whatever. But when I deep it, I'm like the blueprint. Do you get what I'm saying? And then I deeped. I'm like, how is it that they've had their channel less time than me and they've got more subscribers than me? And that was it, bro. I was like, all right, cool, it's time. Like, it's clear to, obviously, again, I'm not saying I got all of them subscribers, but I definitely have a massive hope in that. And then that's when I realized, yeah, man, it's time to start uploading consistently again. Like, now the problem I do have is I don't know what video to release this week. I got like five in the bank ready. Do you get what I'm saying? So and then similar to Chunks in that same aspect, like, there's so many content creators that would love to be in my position, and I'm, if I can say, taking a piss to a certain extent, because I'm not working as hard as I know I can. So yeah, that's why I'm active on absolutely everything right now. Stream every day, TikTok, Snap,
I've noticed,
YouTube, I'm saying, I see you guys I've posting a lot
every
as well.
Yeah. Angle, like there's Gang. Nothing, even Facebook, I'm uploading every day. I'm not lacking on no department right now.
Speaking on Snap, I remember there was a time you used to post, this was, I'm talking years ago.
The park ones.
The park. Sunday
stories. Oh, the first.
Running in the park.
Yeah.
Running in the park, and then you used to live with a guy that used to break her girl's crepes. Yeah.
Charles. Hey, what a guy, innit?
Yeah, Charles, yeah.
Those two used to sweet the life out of you.
Yeah,
I remember. That was my first ever introduction to you, actually. What, one of them
park, the park one.
The park one. Yeah. One of my girlfriend at the time sent me this thing.
See, that's when I learned about brands. Imagine, you had a brand deal with NHS, yeah? And if you didn't know, get to know, brands go through everything you do. Yeah, they look at all your videos, they pre your engagement, what your audience is like. So anyway, I shot this video now for NHS, all good and gravy. I'm like, boof, whoosh, getting paid. My first, that was my first like brand deal. And then they've come back saying, yeah, we're not gonna release the content, don't worry, you'll still get paid for your time, but we've seen like the content that you do and it doesn't match with, and it makes sense. It's the NHS about, man clotted it out and then carrots were dead. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I understood, but that's when I understood like, wow, I need to form a brand. This is deeper than please in the hood.
Yeah,
I need to build something, like a slogan. Let me get a nice logo. Like, let me watch the things that I do say. I don't want to offend no one. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I'm kind of glad I did those videos. One, because it made me known and relevant. And at the same time, I'm glad that I'm made those videos in that way because it taught me what it is to be a brand. You know what I mean?
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, I hear you. Question for the both of you outside of like the creative world. Obviously, you're both into your football. I know you go to Arsenal games quite a bit. And what was it like to playing the first like Soccer A charity match in front of like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands?
No, so wait, mine wasn't in front of, I don't mind during COVID.
Okay. Our first one wasn't COVID.
Stadium was empty. Obviously, I took an L, but he's done two or three since then.
Three since then.
And all of them have been in packed stadiums.
Yeah, but not in general. Just forget about the stuff, packed stadiums. Me and
training.
For Philly, obviously, we told the story before. Philly originally got called for Soccer Aid first by himself.
Okay.
They didn't have no mention of my name in there. It was literally, oh, Phils, we want you to come because I think the person that invited him, his son or his daughter or her daughter or her son was a big fan of Philly. Mm-hmm. And Philly told me about the opportunity and I was like, bro, I've been watching Soccer Aid for years. Like, I've been watching this, you know, everyone knows what it is, you know? And obviously Philly, selfishly, like I've been saying, the kind of person he is, he was like, if you want to play, I'll get you involved. I was like, how are you going to get me involved in an ITV thing?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
And he just basically emailed them saying, I want Trunks to play and me and him will share minutes. And he didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, so I really cuts down my time.
Yeah, cuts down his time as well.
You know what I mean?
But then luckily, obviously, the woman was like, oh yeah, now my son or daughter knows who he is too. Like, yeah, might as well get him along, you know what I mean? So thankfully, they accepted me to come down as well. And then me and Freddie came down. I still remember we were in the hotel and we would just kind of look at each other like, all right, so listen, we're going to go out here. No one's going to know us. Yeah, I said, because obviously you got like footballers and you got comedians. We just like knew, all right, cool, no one's going to know us. Just, I mean, me and you just stick to ourselves and we're good. We should be all right. You know what I mean? Like, we're gas, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is nuts. And obviously, like you said, I'm a big football fan. So there's footballers that I grew up watching. So obviously now we've looked at the time and they said, all right, cool. So we have to be to that place at, let's say, 3 p.m. We're like, all right, cool. Let's not get that free. We're gonna look excited. You know what I mean? And plus, no one will be that free. Yeah. So we're like, cool. We'll just chill. I think maybe 10 past three. We're like, cool. Let's get there. We're walking towards the little pitch now. Everyone's there. And they're like, Chunks and Philly, come on then, we're waiting for you. And I was like, oh, shit. We're
talking
bro.
Robbie Keane, Darren.
Yeah, we're like, and we were like, oh, no, we can't be the latest one. Oh. So we're coming in now, and then they just started to take the piss out of us, saying, you have to run the whole place. And we're just, like, I mean, laughing. But as we're going, we're just trying to introduce ourselves, and we're just like, oh, hi, our name's Chunks and Philly. Like, what do you got? This is what we do. Before they even introduced ourselves, they're like, what? We know you. Mm. Like, our kids love your videos and stuff. Furthermore, can we get pictures? And this is like the John Terry's, the Paddy McGuinness, John Bishops. And these are people that we just grew up watching. Yeah. And then the biggest one, obviously, we get to the middle now. Sam Allardyce and Wayne Rooney's there, right? And obviously, I'm thinking in my head, Wayne Rooney, even like the headaches he caused my team, Arsenal. So I just don't like this, bro, even staring at him. But then obviously, you know, he just goes to Philly after and goes, oh, yeah, have you got that show on BBC? Hot Property. I'm a big fan. Me and my missus watches it, blah, blah, blah. And as he's saying it, bear in mind, it's not my show, bro. Yeah. It's Philly's thing, but I'm like, I can't control it. And obviously, me and Philly are just trying to. Can't like pretend like it's nothing.
You
and
know
goes,
like when you're with your brethren and you do these ones.
That's all the time.
So as he's talking, I say Waza like my brethren. So obviously as Wayne's talking now, he's just talking, and me and Philly are just like, yeah. And obviously now as he's turning around and cut through, we've just gone, I'm black, that's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, and then he's like, bro, did you hear him? I was like, what do you mean, did you? I was next to you. Yeah, of course, yeah, but yeah, we just couldn't believe it, bro. Gang. And obviously, furthermore, just playing, and all of a sudden, like, Philly scoring a goal. Like, generally, like, we were in a simulation that week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to the point, sick, like, we just had kept having crazy experiences. And to share that moment with my brother, probably one of the best moments of my whole life, if I'm honest, man, till today. Like, I've done three more after that, but nothing hit like the first one, if I'm honest, man. Genuinely, bro. Like, best experience ever, man. Genuinely.
Sick.
Yeah. Gang.
Proper all right. Sick. Fucking hell, that's so sick. Right, we're going to jump to a game, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, we got the most anticipated segment of the show to come.
Let's go.
What the fans have all been waiting for. It's the best friends quiz.
I'm not even worried. I'm going to do well. He's going to do horrible.
Oh, I swear. I'm worried. I think I'll do all right.
I'm sure we got this.
I think we'll pattern it.
They
don't know the questions, yeah?
Nobody knows the questions.
No bias. So you got your whiteboards next to you, white your pens, you got your wipes, everything.
The man them are on point.
Listen, bro, you know me, man.
Yeah, come on, man. It's like...
So yeah, how it's going to work is Rem will ask either Philly a question. You both have to write the same answer down. Obviously, show your whiteboards at the end.
Cool.
After that, same vice versa. He will ask me a question. We have to get the same answers. Blah, blah, blah. Highest winner, highest points, wins.
Okay. Highest points is the best duo, isn't it?
Highest points, best duo. So, this is for the crown.
Can't lose this now.
This is for the
if
crown,
if we did this
bro.
In 2020, we would have won. Because we would each other every day.
Yeah.
Now he's right. Too rich now. Chill out.
Chill out.
Alright, talk all
right,
to us. So who's going first?
So we've got left of the dealer. So I'll ask Philly first, then Chunks, and then I'll switch Fuhad to James, James to Fuhad.
Alright, bet. Cool. Yeah? Come.
Six questions each.
Cool.
Alright. So, question number one. Philly, when is Chunks' birthday?
My brother, if wallahi, bro, you know how long we've done this fucking question. Can I swear, by the way?
Yeah.
Flipping hell, bro, man. Don't piss me off, please.
Ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1.
21st Feb.
All right, come on.
Don't give man them joke, man. That's right.
All right, one zip. All right. Say less.
Philly's got a point. All right, cool. Chunks, what is Philly's biggest fear?
Raw, my brother. Cool, man. Must have another duo I don't know about. I'll keep biggest pushing fear. After this, man. It's all good.
Oh, Shiza. Biggest fear. Duo. What's he scared of? He doesn't like hot chili stuff.
All right.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
He wrote his thing quick, so he knows. Yeah, he knows his fear.
Fear. It's not.
Nah, Philly's trying to cheat, bro.
What?
he heard a clue and then he's gonna try and rewrite it.
Nah, you can't do that.
Hand on heart.
All right, say less.
Hand on heart.
Fear. You're not scared of hot food. You just don't like it. All right, I'm gonna just guess. Fuck, dude, I'm not good at this.
It's calm, G.
Just guess something.
If you're dead at it, you're dead at it. Just own it, bro. It's calm.
I'm not a good friend.
That's better, innit? That's cold, innit? I made it better. Rather than just putting words, it's boring, isn't it?
Just all right. Jokes. Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Heights.
Yeah! Oh, hey!
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh my, this is my biggest fear.
Is it?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course I know that. Calm my head.
Say less.
All right. Two for two.
Get out.
Pressure.
Heart's racing, bro.
When is James's birthday?
Oh, come on,
let's
bro.
Go.
I literally just escaped my head for a second.
No, but don't pre board. That's his.
Yeah, no looking.
Oh, yeah, I just packed it.
Oh, my. What, date of birth, yeah?
Date of birth.
Everything, right. Blad.
Wait, what?
Wait, why are you thinking?
You
wait,
see?
What? Date of birth.
Yeah, I just panicked for a second.
You know what year I was born, bro.
Yeah, I know the year. I was
yeah, you're trying to give him
day.
Clues and I said, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
that's like, think about it proper.
Yeah,
proper,
yeah.
Extra two.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I ain't really a
bredgen.
Like
why are you panicked?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because I know it, but I'm panicking.
You've written it, yeah?
Yeah, I've written it, yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Joke, man.
3, 2, 1.
Come on.
Bro,
I shook myself.
I wouldn't have forgiven you for that.
I know you wouldn't have.
All right,
the streets wouldn't have.
Everyone's good. All right, James, next. Fuhad's on death row for an absolute mad thing.
Yeah, long day for you. Last meal, love.
Yeah.
You don't know it.
what's his final meal?
Yeah, you don't know it though, man. Bro.
What's his final
meal? You don't know what he likes to eat. You man keep on pushing.
What, a young little 2-1 for us.
This is the duo here, man.
Yeah.
James and Fufu, keep it push.
Yeah. Don't try to show him though. I can see you angling it.
Last meal, bro.
No.
And see me, I purposely wrap my like this.
Yeah, because you're a one.
Oh, yeah, brother, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even know. Should I know?
Oh my God, hey, is that what we're doing on this show?
Should I know?
How is that bad?
Should I know or not?
That's like, look, I'm asking for a clue.
Yeah.
Don't say yes or no to that.
I didn't look at him.
Should I know?
Just because you don't know your bredging, James.
No, if you ain't benching 100 kg, your chances are lying. Because, brother, you see your chest.
100's light to them.
I was going to say, you're that's 120. Like 130.
Yeah, you see?
No, never. You see the eye closing the door?
Like he's remembering.
I'm trying to be humble.
All right, last meal.
Just think about it, bro.
No, all of that. No, okay. If we're say no more. We're cheating. Yeah. It's a cheating thing, love. Just think about it, bro.
Yeah. Like, remember what we had before? Fucked.
My mind's gone blank. I'm just going to write.
Yeah, you're just going to write the right answer. They were cheaties.
All right, sorry, G.
All right. Three, two, one.
We got roast. I put jollof on.
I was going to write jollof, but I didn't know what to write it with, bro.
What a munch. Oxtail is elite, you know.
Roast.
I told you, I knew it wasn't roast, I just wrote it.
Man's called Fuhad, and you think his last meal was a roast?
Bro, I swear on you, I was going to write jollof, but I didn't know what else with.
That's fine, bro.
That's not fine. It's not fine.
It's fine, bro, means you're a pussy.
We'll run it back.
All right, say less.
You know about to brock you, man.
Love, man.
Rem, next one, man.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. So, next question is for Philly. What is Chunk's favorite music artist right now? Who is Chunk's favorite music artist right now?
That's a difficult question.
No, I like drawing.
If you know me. Yeah, well, that's what's going on, yeah?
Ready?
If you know me.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. What's that?
Tank.
Tank is not my favorite right now.
Oh, you love Tank though.
No, that's my favorite of all time.
Fair play, he's got a voice on him.
That's a fair shout though, favorite of all time.
I say he's got a voice on him, yeah.
So you know, yeah?
Yeah, TGT days and all them things there, sir. Yeah. Please don't go on there.
My brother, you know stuff.
Human.
Yeah. But Tank's my favorite of all time. He said right now. You just dropped an album, Ike.
I know.
Oh, you're better than
that. That's bugged with that.
That's a fair one though. Favorite all time, favorite now. You did your best, man. That's not bad.
Chunks.
Go on.
In your opinion, whose goal is better, yours or Philly's?
At a cyber match?
Philly's at Sideman, yours at Soccer Aid.
I've never scored at Soccer Aid. I wish I did, but mine at Philly, what's it called? The Sideman game, his one at the Sideman game.
Yeah, sorry. Sideman game, both of them, yeah. Whose goal was better in your opinion?
If my brother's got common, and that's sense,
I'm ready to shirt.
That was a goal, to be fair.
I'm ready to shirt.
I remember that.
Dirty. I remember that one as well.
Wait, is that on Sky Sports?
It was. Yeah. On their TikTok. Yeah.
It was on TikToks. This is.
This one was dirty crazy. As well, I remember.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sky Sports looked after the man then.
I remember this. I came on home and watched it.
3, 2, 1.
Man, there's some respect for my brother.
Come on.
Come on.
The goal was way better. I can't lie. His one had vim on it.
So. I'm hearing I got the best goal in the Sidemen charity history.
Yeah, it's can be confirmed by the Sidemen themselves.
I'm not surprised.
I can't lie. We can't even cap about that one. That one was a joke.
Yeah. But yours was amazing as well, though.
Yeah, mine was top three.
All we needed to put the icing on the cake was Harry to score. Because all of our brothers scored that day. I scored, Nico scored, Chunk scored, but no Harry.
Say less. Yeah. Right, so was it 3-1 now?
3-1.
Right,
yeah.
Cool.
Messed up.
3-1. Yeah, yeah.
You should have just used your brain and said, yeah, let's cheat a bit. It's Drake right now, but I know my brother's going to say Tank. Let me put Tank. You know what I mean?
Fair. All right.
All right, Rem.
All right.
Nervous.
Fuhad.
Yeah.
What's James's favorite meal to cook?
That's not even a fair question.
We stay cooking, bro.
We stay cooking.
Favorite meal to cook?
I don't even know what I would write myself.
See, like, all of that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even know to write myself. That's all, brother. Don't worry.
Remember, just remember what we did like last time.
Saturday with the boys, I cooked the lasagna now.
Yeah, you see? All thinking in that. Look at this, man. It's ridiculous.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes!
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
See, and deeper, me and Trunks don't think. Yeah. That's my broski.
Because that's actual brother.
That's duo.
You man are in this for bread. Yeah. That's what I've realized.
That's like, yeah, like, what James' team is funny, you. I want to start the pod. Yeah.
Yeah. Red, what the fuck are these questions, bro? Whose goal was bro, better?
Is it your best friend or not, fam?
Yeah,
what's my favorite? I don't know what my favorite thing to cook is. So how's he supposed to fucking know?
Just say something random,
innit? You must know, trust me, you must know.
You know.
I know what my favorite thing to cook is right now.
All right, do that.
See what I'm saying?
Right now.
I don't live with him. I don't know where he cooks that yard.
Yeah, you were there though.
Is it Braise?
See? Oh, do you know what? Go on then, James. You might as well tell him.
You might as well lips.
I didn't say anything. Lips,
then. If you're going to do this then.
I didn't give each other a bet.
I didn't even say anything. I just smiled.
See? Smile at your bread, crazy.
Are we talking diet? No diet?
No.
It's just general.
No diet, just general.
Who likes to cook diet food?
No diet.
Man, this is, Ram, you've murked me on this.
Wait
one.
For the questions, man. Like, ops, everyone's getting the difficulty.
You're doing a great job, brother.
The difficulty switches off for everyone.
Own stew.
Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
I got you, man.
Asking man about my favorite tunes right now. What's that about, man? How does he know? Did he live with me?
It's calm to you. I doubt you're going to get
but
it.
But that also lets me know he's a deeper cook.
Yeah.
He's got options.
Because go and watch. Watch this. For Bants, yeah? Let's just both write my favourite thing to cook.
No, don't make them man get it.
No, for Bants, watch this.
If you man get it though.
No, it just goes to show that he's a deeper chef. Because I only cook a certain amount of meals. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Sea bass.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? That means you're a mad chef.
Safe,
I respect
it. All right, you ready?
I wrote two, so I'm...
All right, bet. 3, 2, 1. Steak. What did you put?
I put steak and...
Shepherd's pie. And braised ox cheek, bro. Come on, man. I'm doing...
Chill out.
I'm not staying on these.
I'm letting the shorties know I'm different.
It's just a little sign I've whipped up, man.
Braised,
you know, ox cheek. Yeah, okay, fam, I'm not gonna lie. I knew you were gonna guess. So I thought, what can I do?
First of all, could have just said ox cheek.
Yeah, bro, braised. It has to be braised. What, a young red wine?
Like, yeah, and you need that shit. You need that
rosé with
him. A man can't slow cook in his own house.
Oh my days.
What do you want from rosemary and garlic? Bro, of course, bro. You have to baste it in there. You have to reduce the wine after.
I'm livid, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
High heat.
You talented man. Cooking's a serious skill,
It's my favorite thing, bro. It relaxes me. I've always enjoyed it.
Damn.
Dope. Bro, that's
livid.
Sick. I find cleaning therapeutic. Is that one of the things for you as well, cooking?
Man. Yeah.
Sick.
Go on then. So you're already looking like getting more on us right now,
bro.
Come on, James.
Does Fuhad believe in ghosts?
Look at that kind of question on the email. Talk about my thing.
3, 2, 1.
What?
No, you don't.
Since when, bro?
Them man don't even know each other. They don't know each other.
Rem, what would you have written?
I actually would have said yes, bro.
Like, you're like, fucking lying.
I would have said yes.
What would you have written?
I would have said yes.
Nah, you're all liars,
I would have said yes.
All you men are liars.
We had an ep the other day. We had an ep the other day, and Fuhad said that there's some kind of like extraterrestrial activity, and he was like, actually a bit on the edge of yes, fam. I swear to God.
Extraterrestrial and ghosts are two completely different genres, bro.
Okay, fine. That's aliens. Yes, but like there was something that happened as an episode. And
Say all you want. That's not my fault.
I'm not blaming you, bro.
Yeah.
We're charging this round.
Yeah.
You asked me what's his favorite meal to cook. Next, man.
Yeah.
I'm fucking living, bro. What's the score?
4-1?
No, 3-1.
3-1. 3-1 still.
3-1. 3-1.
Brackage. All right, let me just get a young little 5-1.
All right, come.
I know my dog knows me.
Philly.
This is dumbest game, bro.
What's Chunks' favorite chocolate bar?
If you know, you know. It's Dreams. knows what me, this guy. But that's the thing about you lot, though, man. Like, you lot, I think it's just because it's brand new. And
hands in a minute.
So when you've been Bredgins for longer than 11 years, I'll show you my number.
Three, two, one. Thank you very much, guys. And that's the love and appreciation.
So boys, just for keep the, for, on pushing.
And that's the and the fact that we haven't even looked.
Health as well is actually spending real time away from work.
Yeah, because let me tell you about these lots.
Away from
they
work.
Come work, and then they'd never see each other until the next work.
And that's where you are
wrong.
But keep on
pushing.
Ram!
What are these questions, bro? Man,
relax, man. Wait. Just right. Wait.
For the you got an easy one. What does he like to cook? You man should be chatting so much that you should know what he likes to cook.
Yeah, easy. Right? Brother, yeah, man, I'm just cooking.
The thing is, he got it right.
Do you got FaceTime? Do you got FaceTime when you're at home and that?
Nah, I do we FaceTime at home?
Yeah. I don't FaceTime, period.
Okay, well, I don't FaceTime.
See, we're on all that.
On all of that. Showing man what I'm chefing. Bro, look at this.
Sometimes he's there and we're not even chatting. He's just there.
Bro, Bredgins. It's cool. I'll give you Bredgins counselling.
Question so we can bring it back.
Bredgins right. counselling.
Yeah, coming soon. Bredgins counselling. On my channel, man.
I'm throwing hands,
man. Yeah,
on my channel.
Yeah, that would be a good video. Yeah, with like, so, Bredgins counselling.
Why don't you like each other?
I'm livid.
Coming soon, man.
I'm not joking. What's our next question right now?
Oh, next question. Let me get
next question. Next question. Chunks, what is Philly's dream car?
I don't know that one, to be fair, because the thing is, I'm not even just saying the sake of it. He's had a lot of cars that are dreamy,
which is.
But I'm gonna guess this one. Because I remember thinking he wanted it.
For the record, we would both get that for each other.
Yeah. Huh?
Would you? I know whose dream car he was on.
All right, so write it then whilst they're writing this.
Yeah, to show. You know,
to show. To
show. Let me show yours. Show. No, go on.
Go on.
Wait, coach, yours, your dream car.
My dream car.
You write your dream car.
Oh, yeah, say less.
Why are you trying to pre him as well? Just wait.
You're going to pre him. You're ready.
Yeah.
Go
on.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
And write yours?
Just G-Wag.
G-Wag as well. Brethren.
And write yours.
Wrote broke wag.
Yeah, cool. Write your, what about James's?
Write James's.
He ain't gonna know the specific, but he'll know, yeah.
The make, he'll know the make?
Yeah.
Okay, that counts.
See, I'm living, because you always talk
about your gut, bro.
Look how confident we are.
Go with your gut,
you better show your little things.
Go with your gut.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
GG's.
Even the actual.
Yeah, they got the.
Even the actual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Model.
They got the SU.
Hey, Dave, I'm waiting for you to text me, though, so you can give me your link so I get a cheaper quote.
Aston Martin DBX.
Hold on, you want the Aston as well? What one in particular?
Bro, the new John. The 12, they ain't dropped it yet.
Nah. I need to have a look then, man. Only light SUVs, though.
Yeah. 5-1, by the way. You lot just take it away from the point that it's 5-1.
Hey, this is light.
What are you looking for?
My pen.
Oh, here. Sorry, I just got the go when the man was there.
All right, let's go, Rem.
Next one.
5-1, right. There's no point, but it's 5-1. Cool. You keep doing your thing, pushing.
All right, we got to go.
What's James's favorite anime right now?
Oh, yeah, man, don't watch that.
You're kidding me, bro.
I think you can pattern this one.
You can get this.
If you don't have this one, bro.
Right now.
Right now.
I think you should know. Yeah.
Three.
See, I
right
now.
Now.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
JJK. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go on, the boys.
It had to be.
That yeah. Or, what's the score now then?
It had to be that or
5-2.
I wanted to give him a bonus.
5-2.
No way.
5-2. James's question.
He knows it's a dickhead question as well.
God, right. Yeah, that's why he's trying to help you.
Stop.
But if we're being honest, bro, dream car and favorite chocolate is a bit nuts.
Yeah.
Because there's options.
The options are there, isn't it?
Dream car's not that nuts.
No, because man, have them convos. Oh, yeah, but then again, you're not to know, innit? No, we don't really.
I wouldn't.
Car for chance,
you couldn't
really
pay me to guess
no
your favorite chocolate.
Oh, fair. I wouldn't know.
There's no way I'm guessing your favorite chocolate.
Fair.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
James.
I know your little Mars bar. Yeah, you look kind of Mars Bounty-ish.
So, Bounty?
Nah.
That's disrespectful, bro.
If they said, what's my worst chocolate?
Yeah, Bounty.
Don't do that. I hate coconut.
I want to know what the people think. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below. Is Bounty lit, yes or no? Because I think
it's lit.
Bounty needs to get discontinued, man. Nah, I'm not going to
like
ask you.
Like a Twix suit, I know you. Huh? A little Twix suit.
I know
Twix
you. Nah, yeah. Bro.
Because you look like
one.
I'm on a Snickers thing.
Facts.
Oh, is it? You look nuts. Crazy. Shut up. The man like nuts in his mouth. Crazy.
Ask the question.
Sorry. Okay, cool. Who is Fuhad's celebrity crush right now?
Easy.
I know who it is.
Wait, what?
Celebrity crush.
Who's your celebrity crush right now?
Spelling doesn't count.
All right. Spelling doesn't count to show it's a difficult name.
Yeah, we'll get a clue out in a sec. Oh, that was the clue. Deep tip.
Who is my celebrity crush right now?
Oh, you know who it is, bro.
Just bare talking.
Man, like, king of little indirects.
It's nuts, bro.
If you man don't have secret language like that, that's your problem.
Yeah, come on, that's deeper. Yeah. You lot ain't even clocked. When you watch the edit, we've been doing
that. Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about your secret language. It ain't secret.
All right.
Yeah, our secret, because you're not even deep in what you're doing.
I'm going to need you to pattern up. Phrase, I'm going to need you to pattern up.
I don't even... Have I ever spoken about my celebrity crush?
You have, G.
You need that every session.
I already know you're going to write some bullshit and it's wrong.
I'm just writing.
Yo, I'm proud of you though.
I'm livid.
Cameron Diaz. You're crazy, man.
Don't do that.
Go and show them.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
What did you write?
You man just
Georgia Smith.
Georgia. You man's things for you gays.
Yeah, I can't lie, I think your thing's fake.
Celebrity crush right now is 5'2", Georgia.
5'2", man.
Bro, it's Ana de Armas, bro. What are you talking about? You've seen it 100 times. She's like the...
Oh yeah? Has she been in anything?
She's like
that
a Spanish thing. She was in James Bond.
James Bond.
She was in bring her up real quick. Cute tip.
Yeah, I'd love to see her. Oh, she's beautiful.
She's been a quiet a few times.
Wow, she's beautiful still. What country is she from?
You brought her up like 9 times.
That's Latina, 100.
I said that last year, bro.
Cuban. Last year, no, you didn't.
She's good stuff.
Cuban.
Beautiful.
Never mind.
I'm livid.
5-2, yeah?
All right, Jimmy, what's Jimmy's question?
And I got two more questions left as well.
Nah, this question.
No, this game's a
leak. 6 in total, yeah. So we got Philly. Who is Chunk's celebrity crush?
It's a bit nuts, to be fair. Yeah, I ain't even got one.
But just pick someone, obviously. Like, if you had to pick someone, that's Stegner Ross.
Okay. The classic one.
Yeah, this is why. This is my brother for life. 3, 2, 1, Z.
Oh.
He even spelled it wrong.
Oh.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Man said, this is why.
Nah, brother for life. And he put
Never felt it.
Tell
him he's lost his mind.
No. Should I tell you when I felt it? Work. Send me that music video. Mm. She went right. But apart from that one, yeah. I can't lie. It's a Lauren London thing, man. That's a classic.
Oh, back in the day, Lauren London.
What? Even that film with Jonah Hill recently.
She was mental. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Take her in.
All right. Chunks.
So was it 5-2 still, yeah?
It's 5-2 still.
Oh God.
Question for Chunks. What is Philly's biggest ick?
This is difficult now, man.
Ah, see, I told you the difficulty changes. You man with bare yapping.
Just yapping. Talking loads.
Wait, I don't even know what my biggest is though. Let me give it some reason. Like, what's the ick? Because I think mine's too deep what I'm writing.
It's just something that really...
It's like a petty one, isn't it?
Yeah, something that doesn't have to be petty. Like from people.
Yeah, we'll put you off.
Turns you off, bro. It's just a no-go for you.
Oh, well, this is perfect then. If you really know me, what don't I go for in gal? Like, I can't date a girl if she don't have this.
Believe in God, man.
Oh, jarring.
I wrote ungrateful people.
Oh, jarring.
It's not a gal, it's people in general.
No. Oh, is it ick and people in general?
It's just ick. Your biggest ick.
Oh, I've heard the question wrong.
Nah, I thought ick has to be...
It's a galting,
yeah,
isn't it?
I thought ick has to be galting.
Why am I watching Mandem's...
Yeah, what? How are you getting ick from a grown man?
I hate that he's lazy, but I don't care. Like, that's you, innit? I thought it was a galting.
Fuck, man.
Oh, well, you heard the question wrong.
See, so...
Wrong, to be fair, wrong is wrong.
No, so... Wrong is wrong.
So we blame the quizmaster, because the quizmaster didn't give us the question.
Yeah, specify. It's cool, right?
Yeah, wrong is wrong anyway. Rem.
Bro, what did you do? What did you say?
Huh?
What did you say?
Man's thing.
No, that's crazy. You Brain was talking train. About bats and how it feels.
Yeah.
Behind, so you leave me alone.
Yeah.
Try it out with me.
Oh, Rem. All right.
That's it, RM. That's crazy in itself.
No, man.
Moaning out an next man's name. Mental. You're grown, you know. Can't be doing that, man. I said, RM. Fuck, you've lips in them.
Oh, my days.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm getting angry.
He's trying to distract you.
He's trying to get tactics.
That's brilliant, that one.
Yeah, you had it. Yeah, better for that one.
What are James's siblings' names?
And that's the thing that you
know. Okay, no. This is deep.
How many siblings do you have?
3.
Oh, you gave him a clue already.
They're not going to get it, bro. He's tweaking. I know all your siblings' names.
Go on, then.
You know them, innit?
All right,
though. Nah, he's livid. Oh, all right.
Ah, fuck.
He's struggling, bro.
Hey, why are you trying to ask for help? Man, doing this.
Because the thing is, he knows that I always get some of them wrong.
Yeah, no, that's normal, that bro. That's normal. There's
you
people...
got brother, yeah?
Hmm?
Don't listen to him.
Do people have been filming about Foot Asylum and sometimes they even know that.
Do you feel like ask me? When my brother's middle name is thinking, there's no way you're doing this well.
It's because I know you, brother. So I'm trying to say,
there might be an open chair here coming
Let me
up.
No, blood. Shit's a big.
Whoa, I'm not even taking you in.
I'm playing, I'm playing. Please, bro, get it right. Please.
I'm not even taking him in. Please. So he runs after that.
Please.
Like, really, it should be a swapsies, but.
We'll have 38 minutes then?
Bro, oh, yeah, there has to be a time limit.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
One, bro, you know.
Oh, it's great.
I've only got one.
Two, one.
I was never getting that, bro. You've told me like twice. I always forget.
Are you the oldest?
You've met them. I know, but I forget, bro.
No, but I've met Chunks and I couldn't.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm terrible with names. Off the bat, right now, your niece and nephew don't know their names.
Who's the oldest?
Me.
Sick.
Yeah.
She must be hella proud of you, though.
You know what? We was having this conversation the other day about like two of my siblings are half siblings, so they're still really young. I said they really count, but like even though I'm the oldest, I was always like the like failure, like fuck
same,
around,
same.
Only focused on sport, never focused on nothing. Mm. My brother, genius. Super successful, yeah. Patterned everything. So I was the failure. So I know deep down my mom and dad was worried. Yeah. Everyone was worried.
They must be buzzing.
Yeah. So now they're gassed, which makes me gassed. Because yeah. I just like a.
Yeah,
it's all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
So do we get a half point or?
No. Lost your mind.
Because I'll tell you why. Because that question happened in the Best Friends Quiz Part 1.
What, like 7 months ago?
Oh, no, that was like 2 years ago.
Regardless of when it was.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a good question.
Siblings are still the same.
Oh, he's trying to say, I was trying to help you there.
Damn. Siblings ain't changed in 2 years.
And I know you made that question more difficult.
Next question, man.
What's the score?
5-2.
It's game
5-2 still.
5-2.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Fuhad, what are James' biggest icks in women?
Just one.
Wait, what?
Just one.
Sita, he gets the biggest women question.
In women.
I would have loved that one. No, he specified. He just learned from us.
So what you got to after this, Chunks?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Man rubbed out stuff.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, because he wasn't clear, bro.
Yeah, three.
You're aggravated, innit?
Two, one.
No, this is getting...
Can't what did you write, bro?
Kebab shop barefoot.
That's yours.
This is getting
That's yours.
Stupid. Yeah, that one's crazy. Pressure points.
That's yours, brother.
5-2.
How selfish can you be, bro?
You have that ick as well.
I do have that ick as well, but that's your go-to.
Next.
I'm not too fussed on that one, boys, you know? Like, if she's with me, but babe, your foot hurts. Like, you're mad.
Nah, she's not with you, though, bro. I'm saying this is kebab shop, like, no shoes in kebab shop. I promise you, she's not with you.
Yeah.
You're this is end of the night.
I'm getting a kebab shop for us.
Yeah. This example is
so
like,
how many questions have you asked the broskies?
So this will be question number 6 for Philly now. So we've all done
five.
So everyone's
now.
Last one.
This is everyone's last round right
that,
now.
So you no got 2 points out of 6. Is that what you're saying?
It's charged now. So now it's just for vibes, yeah?
So man, I've got 2 out of 6. As best friends. Next one.
Some of the questions, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, you're devastated.
Philly.
Yes.
Would Chunks rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
You know me.
It's my brother.
Know me, bro. That's what I like about broski.
Cause like when you do 3-2-1 and get it correct, yeah, it's
that's
a good
the thing.
Feeling,
and that's the thing about so living and
what
breathing.
What you want to do is spend time with
each
another.
Other. Yeah, yeah.
It builds a
relationship,
a
connection,
and a
build brotherhood.
I was thinking bonds, but that's what you want to do, guys. So what I'll do is I'll get you on this course that me and Chunks do every Thursday, 7:30. Yeah. We do a best friends program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rem, next question. You're giving them time to chat. Rem, next question.
Chunks.
Show.
Cool.
It's our show.
Sorry.
I'm
sorry, bro.
I'm sorry.
That's gold. It's you. They have that power.
Yeah, dude. But guess what? 6 points.
Flipping hell, man.
It's 6-2.
Damn.
I'm about to make it 7.
All right. Chunks, would Philly rather have BO or smell BO on everybody else?
Have BO or smell BO?
Can you know me, man? We're not deep.
Yeah. 3-2-1.
Love you, man. Keep up.
Oh.
You'd rather be BO'd off?
Bro, you're telling me I've got to smell mumsy. I can't hold my niece. My niece stinks. I want to hold my niece and she stinks.
Yeah.
I can sort it out with a coat seat.
Mumsy.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But my niece stinking.
No, but because you see, I thought like you actually cared about
what would you, man, rather?
I'd rather smell people because I can violate them instead of me just smelling like shit.
Yeah, but you're the only don that smells good.
And that's an amazing trait to have.
Nah,
yeah,
I would rather.
The amount of jarskis you'd get.
No, but then they all stink. I don't want them. Yeah, I hear it, but I just live life. Lessons.
Lessons.
Whoa, deeper.
Lessons.
Deeper. Love that. That's deep.
Right, next, right, bro.
Run
right,
it up, bro. Let's finish this.
Bonus so round, this is for Vibe.
So what is it? 6-2. So you can only be 6-4 match.
Make it 6-4, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not bad, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not a bad way to go.
This is bonus round vibes. All right,
calm.
All right, Fuhad.
Yeah.
Would James rather have your his least favorite song played on a constant loop or never listen to music again?
Least favorite song
constant
on
loop.
Loop.
You got to deep it. That's doing a doo-doo in the yard, chilling, chatting on the phone. It's a deep question, you know.
Never going to give you up. Never going to live. All the time.
Right,
that's
three,
a
two,
that's
one.
That's a banger.
Come never on, listen. Never.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Go. Come, yeah. come, come, come,
let's
come.
Let's go. Let's go. 6-3.
Fam, safe for that.
6-3.
Safe for that.
Come on, boys. You
I wasn't
going to
sleep tonight.
You
know? All right, Rem. Come on, man. Last question.
Give him a tough
All right,
one.
Let's
no.
go.
Our last one was tough.
It's a toughie. It's a toughie. All right, James.
Yeah.
Would Fuhad rather only be able to take 3-hour baths or a 10-second shower?
Hmm.
Ready?
3-2-1. 10-second showers.
Yeah.
6-4. Made it respectable.
That's a comeback. I'm happy with that. That's a comeback. That's a comeback. That's a comeback.
10-second shower's a no-brainer, innit? Yeah. 3 hours, you know how much time is burning? Time is what?
I'm not going to lie. Right then. That question's a bit of a cheat code. Stay for that though, Rem.
Yeah.
We needed that.
See?
We need that.
Yeah. Save for that. He just made this up.
That was fun though.
That was good, man.
That's having two strangers on a pillow like that.
I definitely.
Two strangers there.
Yeah.
Let's go, question. So right. We asked the team.
Can I just say though, really enjoying myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, for real.
Same.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, I watch you lot's podcast to be on it and to feel the same vibes that I feel through the screen. It's sick.
Gang.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, bro. Jesus. That's throwing me off.
So we've asked, same way we asked.
He's like me, mad emotional, innit? I mean,
you're
mad similarly, you know.
same way,
well.
What you do?
Yeah, they look the same. They do
that,
the same way.
I would reply to a comment like that how he did.
Fair.
Definitely.
I think they do the same in the gym as well.
No way. That man's chest there is mental.
You look
thank
strong.
Thank you is
bro.
The word.
You look strong. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Don't you blush.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is it with you and
Lipson man?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Kink.
Like, what's
that? Yeah. We don't kink. To be fair, we don't kink shame
here. We don't kink shame
here. That's your bag, Chunks.
You're
trying to get me back. That's your bag.
We actually don't kink shame here. So if you just want to manage it, just say so.
The score ain't changing.
I remember, what did you say? It's for the to see who's the better duo. Love.
Oh, yeah. Can we have like a big ending? Well done, guys. You are the winners. And
the winners are, no, we deserve that.
Yeah, forevermore.
We're not moving on, boys.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Right, so for now, as it stands,
Unfortunately,
well, but it's fortunate
the
for
best
us.
Duo is the two old utes who had to sleep together for over a year to get to know one another.
Facts.
So, big round of applause for Philly and Chunks for winning this game.
I'll take it.
I'm not taking it. That's horrendous.
Why?
Sleeping with each other for a year.
You
agreed to it.
No, we know that's not the truth.
Yeah.
You said best duo.
You can tell you're a sore loser, but it's fine.
Yeah.
All our
fam, I'm livid.
Yeah.
I'm livid.
Anyway, moving on. So we did same way we asked our audience to roast you guys.
Yeah.
The same way we asked our audience to ask you guys questions.
Okay.
But with this, we're going to give you guys the iPad and you guys ask the question and you answer it yourselves.
Nice.
Cool. So the first question is, what are your favorite memories of each other?
We're both answering, yeah?
Yeah. So what would you say?
So my favorite memory is the day I met you. I've never met in my life a friend for the first time and hugged Chunks the way that I did. It was mad. And Cadet was one of the reasons we met, RIP Cadet. But yeah, and then the second one would be Soccer Raid when we got mad emotional and deeped how far we got in the hotel room.
Yeah, I was going to say that one, to be fair.
How far you got in the
you
hotel
deeped
room?
How far you got in the hotel room.
Fair.
You and you got emotional.
You got emotional. Deep, bro. Do you know how crazy
how
that is?
You got in the hotel room, got you emotional.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Teach their own.
Word it for me, though. Word it for me.
I would say
we were in the hot tub.
I thought, yeah, it sounded like you were going to say hot tub.
Is even crazy.
We were in the hotel.
Yeah.
And we were basically reflecting on how far we've come. Since mad.
Next question.
I clock. If you man have dodge.
Distance.
You man have dodge.
Comparing distance.
You man have dodge.
Comparing distance. Say
no,
that.
Comparing distance. No, let's not be sad. Fair play. Fair play, boys.
It's good.
That was good. Comparing distance.
Yeah, no, first. You know what? I don't have no favorite memories. What was the most difficult shoot you guys had to do? I know what it is. He doesn't know the right answer. Go on. You say what you think it is.
You do know what it was.
We're going.
3, 2, 1. Wales.
Well, I'm going to Wales.
The worst. I'm not going to violate the brand.
Yeah, yeah. Never say the brand.
But the worst shoot we've ever done in our existence. We had to be there for 3 days. We were, and it felt like a year. We were in Snowdon. Yeah, it was
the mountain thing.
Yeah, the mountain times sides.
And we wasn't even that far in, but it was just how it was organized.
Vibes was horrible.
The lack of like things that we've got. Again, like you are a man that know your worth and you want to eat before you shoot, so you deliver your best. Our hotel room like had sticky carpet.
Oh,
like it was just nuts, man. It was nuts. But then again, at the same time, I kind of understood because we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of should have known. I don't know, but it was just bad.
It was definitely the worst shoot.
Fair.
So does he read all of them? Yeah.
Oh, you can. It's the same question for the both.
No, read all of them. Then read all of them.
Yeah, I thought because of dyslexia, not me. Biggest. There's nothing funny about it. You're not laughing about dyslexia, so no. Biggest argument you've ever had between each other.
Yeah, we won't talk about what it was, but I thought I was going to lose my bread.
How long ago was this? Obviously, we won't dive into it, but how long ago was this?
18 months, maybe? Year and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, year and a half.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a big one. It was a big one.
Damn.
And it was even harder for me in that situation because I was at fault. He done nothing wrong. Do you get what I'm saying? What phase did he fall?
It was even harder for me.
I didn't want to say anything. I knew it was a sob story. I didn't want to break a sob story. I didn't
break
the
tension.
Yeah, he's. What phase did he do? Maybe he's trying to say, I know you had that chunk. I said, yeah, I did. You know how it is? You know how I was doing this? Tricky, just please, just don't say anything crazy.
But yeah. I think through my reaction and then. And how I dealt with the situation, and then also how the way he forgave me and the words he said when he forgave me just showed how much we love each other. And then, yeah, since then it's just been gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Live.
Yeah. What is your biggest bag fumble ever? I've fumbled, yeah, a lot. We're going?
What, we saying numbers or not? If you say, I'll say.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Go on then.
I've fumbled 800 bags.
Jesus Christ. From
Texas Hold'em. I can't promote
betting
gambling.
Company, innit?
I can't promote gambling, man. They promote their game. They offered me 800 bags to go to Jamaica for 2 weeks and film content whilst gambling.
Mine was more stupid because, but it's not stupid because I believe in balance.
Ratings. Ratings.
Yeah. Ratings. Wait, actually, music.
Yeah.
Music was even worse. Two M's.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 2 mil.
Got for the 2 million.
Oh, my mum's life. I got for the 2 million contract. That's that.
Oh, that's, a big, that,
that's the biggest
and it was a single deal. That's unheard of to get off of that. Unless you're Cinch. Now Cinch probably signed for album or something.
He's probably got like 10 M's.
Wow. And yourself?
Mine weren't that much, but mine was dumb. Well, it's not dumb because I proper value like creating memories with my friends.
Okay.
I was in Ibiza. Manager called me last minute, said 100 grand if you come here tomorrow. I said, brother, tell them keep that 100 bags. I'm in Ibiza living it up. And fair. I don't regret one bit of
fair.
It. But had I been in a different position, what bun beef? I'm going back. Do you know what I'm saying? To collect my check.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But what? You know what I mean?
All right, man.
But those two are against man's morals, so I have to kind of have to.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Who's funnier, Darkest Man or Harry Panera?
3, 2, 1.
Darkest Man.
Darkest. It's not even comparable.
Yeah. No, I can't lie.
It's not even comparable.
No. But it's not to say Harry's not funny.
Yeah,
but
Darkest is
Dark is just in a, he's in a different universe.
Yeah, I can't lie. Like,
he's not with us here, you know. Like, he's
I think
there.
He's made me laugh at every hour of the day.
Oh, wow.
Like, maybe every minute. Oh, I swear to God.
Must be tough now he don't live with you.
Yeah, now he doesn't live with me. Like, I'm actually, like, just walking around my house just clueless. Like, I'm devastated. I missed it.
No,
so much.
I can imagine. Damn,
obviously, I'm happy he's married.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, his wife's watching.
Yeah.
But I do miss him very, very
sick,
much.
Man.
What's the best and worst thing about working with each other? Yeah, I already said he's annoying as hell. Mm. But the best thing is that the connection. Like, I think, like, genuinely, we are the. Whenever I work with Philly, it's my favorite time ever. Like, I think we create the best content, maybe. My opinion. What do you think? Worst thing about me, lazy, all right,
working.
Work at it.
No, but you're not lazy on set.
Oh, okay. So what's the best thing?
I'll just keep it at the back. I don't have a worse. The good thing is just that's that, it's just lit. Mm. When we link up.
So I take back what I said.
Yeah,
so
you can wait to say about
money. I take it back.
But yeah, no, we don't have to think about nothing. Mm. Like, it's just, I was going to say comes, but it just happens so organically and it's just so sick. I can't lie. It's actually amazing.
Okay, this one I'm going to let you read. Just this one.
What? I don't know the question.
I don't know the question.
I can't remember the question.
Who made the question?
The fandom made the question.
If a snake bit Philly on the dick, would Chunk suck the poison up?
Answer.
That's facts. Because we had a massive debate. This is why someone asked that question.
Okay, generally.
He said he wouldn't do it.
All right, keep it.
To be honest, Philly is gone.
You go.
In my life.
That's what I said.
Wallahi, he's gone.
You are actually, you're off your head. That's what
would you do?
Bro, for him. I'll suck it twice to make sure, bro.
He loves these mics. You know what's this enough?
Yeah, bro.
Twice to make sure. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'd go for each fang.
And you pluck up your lips.
Fine. Tight lip.
Jokes.
Nah, my boy's not dying. My boy's not dying like that. Never, man.
But then, do you know what? It's so easy to be like, say no strip, but that's a deep ass question.
No, it's nothing deep about it. Wallahi.
Be mature, bro.
No, I'm not. I'm being mature. That's really ridiculous.
You can put a glove in your mouth.
So you do it for me?
No, I wouldn't.
What are you talking about?
I genuinely wouldn't, but I feel like you got a good heart.
I'll just get a vacuum or something.
Backward.
Yeah, I'll try to get
Where are you getting a vacuum from, bro? He's dying on the spot.
So you're going to suck out the juices, yeah? Are you, brother?
Facts, bro.
Wait. I hate you.
What happens if your nuts in your mouth?
No. Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? That's usually going to happen.
No, but one suck won't do that. You nuts off of one suck. If you do, you go seek help.
My brother died. He's
helped. But the point I'm making, if you suck the poison out, then you're deaded.
Nah, spit it out, innit?
He knows everything.
Yeah, bro, we've had this conversation at length.
The internet.
He's charging his friendship, and he said, "Let me die on the spot."
Bro, that's because you're a real brother.
I'm not doing it still.
You're not doing it.
No, genuinely, I won't do it. You know,
you let him die.
That's the easiest question on the list.
You'd have to go.
The easiest question on the list. To the point where, if I'm dying and that, and I'm seeing him trying to draw from my wood, I'd be like,
trying to draw from my wood.
I'll say, go.
Wait, what would you do?
I'll say, let me die.
Swear. Not me, boy.
I'll push his head.
Yeah.
Jokes.
I'll just say, brother, love.
I know what James is on. At least I know what James is on. James will do this.
Man,
who?
I'll grips his top. Just. Please, bro, I want to live.
I said, please.
Yeah, that
please,
one's crazy.
Please, bro.
I'll just say, look, broski, you got to go. Mumsy's looked after it all. 20% on my wage, or even turn if you want.
Yeah, what the hell are you up? My brother, love. Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? Tell people I love them.
Yeah, gone.
I'm gone.
Fair. All right, next.
It's a deep question, man.
Worst interaction with a fan?
Ooh, one of my exes, we was walking down... what's that road there by Nighttown? What's that road called? Oxford Street.
Yeah,
I was walking down Oxford Street and then there was a fan that saw me, but she jumped on, but I'm holding hands. Like when I got a girl, I've never put one of my girls on the internet, but if I'm out with her, you know, that's my woman. Do you get what I'm saying? So we're holding hands, but then when fans come up and jumped on me,
Jesus.
She was ticking a bumba, but where she's jumped on me, what am I going to do naturally not to fall?
You're going to grip it.
Like, in my hand, it's crazy.
So
I'm
you
never
let go
cheating,
of your missus?
Oh, you just relinquish the hands and grab cheeks.
To hold bunda that's bigger
foreign
than my
cheeks.
Girl at the time's bump.
Oh, and it's spilling out. It's more than a handful.
Bro, Play-Doh like, it was wonderful.
Play-Doh bae.
Like, borderline semi. Like, I can't lie, my thing's a riser quickly as well. Like, a hug, she's
a riser.
Say hand on heart, no one's ever got a boner for a hug. Go on then.
Oh, I have, but like, not on a regular degular.
Oh, that's standard.
It has
for
to be
me.
A different hug.
Do you know how mad my mind works, yeah?
Yeah.
You see, like, even if I know I got a ting coming and I'm going to slam, I'd have a boner just thinking about it. No. Like, hand on heart. Oh my God, this happens to me. I'll be in the shower just getting ready, the wood ready. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything's just getting washed. And then in the shower, I'm thinking about the beat and I've got a boner. Ain't that happened to you, man?
That's crazy, bro. Not since I was like 16. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so obviously I'm a bit younger, but...
Facts.
But yeah, no, serious. My things are riser quickly.
Say less, man.
Nah, I don't think I have from a hug, unless we're hugging for time.
Yeah, it's a goodbye hug.
Yeah.
It's a goodbye
no,
hug.
No, but like you fancy her though. Like you like her. I'm not saying I got like... a random woman, or do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm talking.
So, John, like, you know what's going to happen.
Do you know what I mean?
As in, like, you're just thinking about what's going to happen. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I'm not judging, bro. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It is.
Your thing's your thing. Do what you want.
Yeah, no one's judging the name, bro.
Ever brush
off.
Do what you want.
He's liquor man.
Do what you want. Do what you want, bro.
That's like, remember you man are younger than
Yeah,
I get it. Still saying no more.
91. That's what you're saying.
91.
Make up another two questions. I'm having genuinely.
No, I got two more. Favorite and least favorite video filmed.
Together or no ones?
Whatever.
Either.
3, 2, 1. Wales.
That's the bit, that wasn't a video, that was presented.
What, you think that video didn't come out?
Hopefully, then I've never seen it.
Of course it come out. We just didn't promote it.
Okay, favourite?
Big as in...
big as in man's skull, was it? Yeah. It was basically a video on my channel. Mm. It was a general knowledge quiz. And general knowledge quizzes back in the days when I used to film at Philly's house or when he used to come to my house, that was like the first 2 years of us being friends. Probably the best times ever, because we'd be sitting down genuinely laughing, like crying of tears, and then finishing the video and thinking that was the best video we've ever filmed.
Sick.
Those type of times, and there's like a viral clip from there.
The
now
the question was, what's the biggest bone in your body? And I said, what, big as in what? Big as in, I can't remember. Do you know what, we gotta get it up. Type in Young Philly Strength and Unity.
Yeah, that one, that
on
was,
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, that was hilarious, to be fair.
That's sick, that clip is, bro.
My sister sent it to me the other day, crying of laughter, yeah, saying he's special.
Located in your body.
Like what though? Like what? Like big as in, so big as in heavy or big as in size? Because this is longer than man's skull. But the skull might be a bit bigger in terms of strength and unity. So what? I can't say now the part of the body the bone's in. I'm sorry, good times. Sorry. But I'm not really a bone man like that. I don't, you get me? Oh, I got it right.
No, you know, I always send you like that, man.
Oh yeah, you used to send me.
No, those times.
But yeah, I love that video.
That's hilarious.
It's just me and my brethren sitting down waffling and we're getting millions and millions of views. It was flipping.
And if I'm being real, it might not be my favorite, but based on the clips that I've been seeing on TikTok, that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yours?
Off the top of my head, I'd say whenever me and you get to fly out and do stuff, man, like for ProDirect. I remember those kind of videos, always my favorite. Fun fact, though, I don't think I've ever caught a flight with you for that ProDirect.
Yeah, I think the only one was Primark, LA.
Yeah. But whenever...
No, how dare I? That was my favorite shoot with you. Bro, we went Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh,
I probably say that 50 one.
50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
Oh, I remember that one. The vibes. Last year, I think it was. Yeah.
Was it last year?
Last year or 2 years
no,
ago?
No, it was the year before. When does Super Bowl happen? Every year.
Every year. Every Feb.
It might have been
2 years ago, then maybe.
2022 Feb, 2021 Feb, maybe. I don't know, but regardless, like, that was probably my favorite.
And Harry was there.
Yeah, and Harry was there as well.
Sick.
And bro, he got paid to watch the Super Bowl in LA.
Come on, bro. What
kind of bullshit is this, man?
Sick.
It was mental.
Different life.
And then finally, what's left on your bucket list? Start a family, man. Yeah, genuinely.
Buff question.
Huh? I think about that
buff
one.
Question.
Yeah, serious, serious.
I think about that one often.
Yeah, that's. I feel like I've done quite a bit when it comes to career-based stuff. Obviously, I still want to act. I still want to have a chance to like showcase other skills. Mm. But most importantly, yeah, for me, man, I wanna start a family, man. I want a wife, I want kids. 27 now, you know what I mean? So getting
that's,
it on.
It's mad young, though.
For me, I always feel old, because the fact that I remember when I was 22, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
think, as a 19-year-old, I thought in my head, 28, you're written off. Mm. That's what I used to think, you know what I mean?
Written off!
I think that's the way we've been raised, though.
But that's what I'm trying to say, it's because of the way we've been raised. I've got siblings that are like 36, 37, and I don't think they're old. It's how you feel at the end of the day, you know what I mean? But for me, obviously, I've always just wanted to get married a bit younger, because the kids being similar ages, I don't want to be a whole world apart from them.
And even our religions are different in both of us, it's very important, do you get what I'm saying? Mm. So,
I think bucket list, have a family, man.
Yeah, get married and have kids, fam.
So, like, really, same really one as well?
That. Yeah, 100%.
Say less, man.
I really want that, man.
Yeah,
bro. Props, man.
So hard to find, though. I can't jump on no Tinder. And you know what my problem is? I want the fairy tale too much.
Yeah.
Like, I want to meet my girl in a KFC and she's asked for the coleslaw, but I've got it and I've got it. Like, you can have the coleslaw. I'm through the coleslaw, I've got the number, I'm going on our date, and the date's amazing. Yeah. Like, I want a fairy tale too much, that's the problem.
You say that.
Before we go, I just want to say I'm proud of you both.
Love.
It might sound weird because I ain't known you for a very long time, but it's just sick to see. Remember, we're the minority in this country, you know, we're ethnic minority. Well done, lads.
Thank you so much. Thank you, bro.
Still smashing it.
Thank you.
It's proper sick, and it's even nicer that you're both so lovely and humble. You know what I mean? Sometimes success can get to people's heads. And it's just, yeah, I'm glad it's you two in this position and not someone else for all.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man.
Same to you, man.
Same to you guys.
Oh, that was very nice.
Chunks of Philly, everybody.
Chunks of Philly, guys. That was a banging episode.
That was a fantastic episode. But yeah, man, that's it.
Should we just remind them of what happened quickly in this episode?
So, briefly, we took a backseat and allowed these men to like really flourish in their friendship.
Never mind, we're never going to get a flower.
They didn't get to see each other as much as they wanted. Yeah. But anyway, well done. You smashed us. Pause.
I'm more worried about him because he sucks snakewood. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm more worried for him now.
Snakewood.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Careful of you know.
But yeah, you man annihilated the game. Been a sick episode. This is probably one of my favorites.
My favorite episodes for sure.
Thank you, man.
And yeah, man, as ever always, plugs. You man
with
the plugs.
Yes, how dare we, man.
Obviously, we got inspired by some gigs. So we decided to start our own podcast. Me and Philly have taken the streets to the podcast. We got the, what's this called?
The little Shore
mics, you know what I mean? We picked it up and decided to start. I think, hopefully there's no controversy because you know how people hate people that start podcasts nowadays. You guys been seeing it?
Yeah.
Oh
my God. They say everyone should ban podcast equipment. But we just, it's more lighthearted, it's more chilled, it's similar to you guys. And yeah, we're starting it. So please come over and have a little watch. We'll hopefully get the boys on as well very soon. It's just an avenue where me and Philly can work with each other again.
Literally, guys. Genuinely, the only reason we've started it.
Nothing too serious. We're literally just waffling, having fun. Guys. And yeah, please come over and watch us as well.
I told you the best episode's Darkest Man. Or Harry Pinero.
Yeah.
Or H.
So you're just baiting
everybody. Dunfree.
You're just baiting everybody. Yeah, you want to tell them everyone else?
Exclusives. Mm.
All right, yeah, please.
We didn't tell them about Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, Gordon's on there.
I swear.
No, we ain't got.
He's plugging by you.
All right, fine. Jake's on it. Take it, guys. I think Jake's.
Are you doing the outro on this thing?
I'm thinking of this. It's a joke. You don't want to. Never mind.
No, I think you should do the outro, man.
No.
I'd be honored if you man did the outro. Yeah.
Wow.
So we all got to do our names. We don't on Foot Asylum, yeah? Well, JD and all these other brands, yeah?
I can't, yeah.
So I'm going to go. I've been Philly.
I'm Jenks.
Fuhad.
James from the top. All right, so if that being said, I've been Philly.
I've been Chunks.
I've been Fuhad.
I've been James.
Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, and hit the post notification bell so you are notified when the boys drop a new video. Love and guidance. Take care, everyone.
Come on.
Woo! Gang.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.